Nor were the other Solarian planets very helpful, yielding only three lensmen, Kenobos of Mars, Del Naughton of Venus, and Rularian of Jove. Lensman material was extremely scarce stuff. Knowing that his proposed galactic council would have to be made up exclusively of lensmen, and that it should represent as many solar systems as possible, Sams visited the various systems which had been colonized by humanity, then went on to Rigel IV, where he found Dronvir, the explorer, who was of lensman grade. And next to Pluto, where he found Pilonixi the Dexotropoper, who was very definitely not. And finally to Palane 7, an ultra-frigid world where he found Talek, who might or might not go to Aresia someday. And Virgil Sams, being physically tough and mentally a real crusader, survived these various ordeals. For some time, the existence of the newly formed Galactic Patrol was precarious indeed. Archibald Isaacson, head of Interstellar Spaceways, wanting in a monopoly of interstellar trade, first tried bribery, then joining forces with the machine of Senator Morgan and Boss Town, assassination. The other lensman and Jill Sams saved her father's life, after which Kinnison took Sams to the safest place on Earth, deep underground beneath the hill. The tremendously fortified, superlatively armed fortress which had been built to be the headquarters of the Triplanetary Service. But even there the first lensman was attacked, this time by a fleet of spaceships in full battle array. By that time, however, the Galactic Patrol had a fleet of its own, and again the lensman won. Knowing that the final and decisive struggle would be of necessity be a political one, the patrol took over the Cosmocrat Party and set out to gather detailed and documented evidence of corrupt and criminal activities of the Nationalists, the party then in power. Roderick Rod the Rock Kinnison ran for President of North America against the incumbent Witherspoon, and, after a knock-down and drag-out political battle with Senator Morgan, the voice of the Morgantown Isaacson machine, he was elected. And Morgan was murdered, supposedly by disgruntled gangsters, actually by his Colonian boss, who was in turn a minion of the Edorians, simply and merely because Morgan had failed. North America was the most powerful continent of Earth. Earth was the mother planet, the leader, the boss.